Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura. Well, it's a great day here in Auckland. The sun's out. We've had a bit of rain, but we need more rain, but we did have rain. Sun's out today. I have got a special guest today. Our special guest today is David Simmons. Now, he is the manager of Manu Tuku Tuku, and we'll have a conversation with him about Manu Tuku Tuku. If you didn't know anything about Manu Tuku Tuku, hopefully by the end of this kōrero, you will know. David, welcome to Well with Anahila. It's a conversation with community people about what they're doing in the community, and at the same time we throw in their questions about our well-being. What do you do for well-being? But before that, welcome David to Well with Anahila. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Manu Tuku Tuku.
Oh dear, kia ora Anahila, lovely to see you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, Manu Tuku Tuku, it's our community centre in Randwick Park, 32 Riverton Drive. And when it comes to community centres, I suppose, we're filling the void, I suppose, in our communities and providing aspiration and hope and a means to move people forward, I suppose. It's really important.
I like the mission, the mission of Manu Tuku Tuku. I read that it is about connecting our community, empowering dreams, inspiring hopes, and creating opportunity. Now, tell us about what is Manu Tuku Tuku?
What is Manu Tuku Tuku? It's a good question.
What is it?
Through my years of experience, I suppose, now, I see it as a centre of hope. It's a place where people can come together, and it's a place of knowledge, where we can pass on our knowledge and our system with their hopes and dreams. So we have Jessica Goshi, my wife. She's the CLD worker there. And so they created a community plan. So Randwick Park's about 6,000 residents, I suppose. And they did a qualitative survey of about 400 people, just asking them what are their wants, what are their needs within the community. So they brought that together with a community plan. And so we aspire to follow that plan as closely as possible. Yeah. We're not trying to push our ideas onto the community. So it's a little bit of reverse from a lot of spaces that we come into. Also, we've got Dave Timms and Denise Timms with UNO, that they're very active in the community. So once again, I just say that community spaces and centres should be an aspiration and a hope builder for the local residents.
I had an event at the Manu Tuku Tuku back in June. Yeah, beginning of...
Yes.
Was it? Yeah, just before we went into lockdown.
Yep.
In February. It's been a while back. Yeah, if you take the lockdown into account.
Oh.
And what people said that when they came into the area is that they didn't know that there was this great place in Takanini, in the middle of Takanini.
Yep.
And there's things like skate park, there's lots of things happening. Yeah, tell us about the program. What can one expect coming into the community centre?
Well, I think it would, just going back to what you first experienced and what you were getting from a few people, yes, it does become difficult. As I keep on saying, you can have as many Facebook pages and websites, but if people don't know about it, then it becomes very difficult to be participating in it.
These were people outside of the area because they were looking at wanting to hire the hall.
Yeah, we get that from local residents as well. And, and the thing is with me is that the best way to get it out there is to actually actively participate in the events that are going on there and spread the word by mouth.
Yeah, because it is a really nice place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and it's not like, it's in the middle of where everybody lives, and you actually have to It's not on the main road. It's inside. It's a dead end street. No, or circle.
No. So it's in the middle of Randwick Park, yes. Basically. Mm. Riverton Drive. I think when we look at community spaces like this as well, and Auckland and countrywide, that when we're looking at Randwick Park, it's one of the most impoverished communities in Auckland, if not the country. So having a building like this in a place that they can come to and connect,
yes.
and actually telling them this is your space. Sometimes a lot of people will hang out outside not sure whether they should be coming in or what
I
are
get
they
that
doing.
Feeling, yes.
You know, but no, it's theirs. It's theirs to use. Use it as you will.
Yeah. And I think that you and Jessica and the people that are in there, most when I'm there, the right people to run the place because you have that welcome feeling. So it's a hope in this conversation that locals hear about it. Hopefully, they more than Jessica and my husband listens to us talking today.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they hear about it, it's a great place to come to. And I'm going to ask you a question on how old is the community centre? When was it built? And the next after, because I've been there once when Butter Bean had a program there. I attended one program. Yep. So then I'll talk about COVID-19 in terms of lockdown, what happened at the community centre.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a beautiful place in the middle of Randwick Park. How did it come about?
In its formative years, a discussion around putting a community centre there, I think it might have been around 2008, there was actually an unfortunate incident at the block of shops at the front where I think it was a liquor shop owner, was actually murdered.
Oh.
So what that did, extremely unfortunate, but what that did was start a conversation about how we were going to pull Randwick Park together and start giving people hope. And Dave and Denise Timms and a few others in the community came to the forefront of that. And after a lot of petitioning to local board and council, Manu Tukutuku was opened in 2016.
So it's new.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's new. And that's why when people, when I came in there with my guest that night, they were just in awe of how beautiful it is and didn't believe that it was in the middle of Rainwood Park.
I think sometimes when you think you're going to a community centre, there's a different idea about what you're walking into.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, it's a beautiful space. High tech, everything's there, and it's there to be used by the community.
Yeah, and it's multi-purpose in terms of opening up the slides in there. You've got can fit 100 people sitting down, or you could have exercises where you've got like a Venta One only, Butter Bean program. How was the community and that Manu Tukutuku operate in COVID-19 lockdown level 4 and level 3? How was that?
Well, I think I don't think anybody was actually prepared for when that happened. I don't think anybody was. Nobody had experienced it before.
No.
So, we shut down a couple of days before level 4 was called. I think actually it might have been level 3, and that was because of our community. We had to take drastic action. We didn't want a place of meeting and everybody still thinking, you know. So we took the option of shutting down early.
Yeah, because we went from 100 indoors to 50 indoors.
Yeah.
So at alert level 3, you've decided to shut down.
And that was purely a health and safety aspect and who was in our community. At no time did we want to be the centre of another bubble, as it were. And it being attributed to our community, the most vulnerable. You know, we've got a lot of people with, you know, 7, 8 people living in the same house, and sometimes more older, younger people. So it was important that we did the right thing straight away.
Yeah. And that's from me talking with the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. Well, I'm her staff, so I speak to her often. And one of the things they did worry about was that the community transmission of COVID-19 in vulnerable communities. So there was one of the reasons that was taken into account in decision making. So you, alert level 3 and 4, you closed. How was that for the community?
I suppose it really shows you how resilient communities and individuals can be. And I think that can be put across to the attitude of New Zealanders generally when they were locked down and what they were willing to do to get through this. And that was no different for Randwick Park. You know, during that time we had Dave Timms going out and Jessica CLD, she was organising, you know, food parcels and David doing sanitisation packs and packs for kids to keep them busy, you know.
Also, it's packs of food parcels
sanitisation packs.
In the community.
And they were all delivered throughout the community.
So you've spoke about Dave and Denise Timms a few times. Tell us about them.
Well, they were originally one of the founders of getting the talk about the community centre up and going. And they have remained staunchly in that kaupapa. You know, so they're one of a number of people that are at the centre of our community. And I suppose they really, at the end of the day, hold us to a high level of how we are going to approach this and how we act within the community and following the plan.
Following the plan, the voices of community. When you did that, Jessica, did that survey of the community. So I've spoken about it being a multi-purpose centre, where the hall can be turned into many rooms and programs run there. Could you tell us about probably how the community felt when we went to alert level? Did you open up alert level 2 or 1?
We opened on the 2nd of June, so what was that? That was alert level 1.
Yes, I
think. And we did that primarily because we were looking for the government to see what the restrictions were going to be around that and how we could operate in amongst that without, again, protecting our community.
Yeah, it was once in a 100-year phenomenon and we all...
Wow. Yeah. Let's hope,
yeah. And we were all, but it goes to show that we weren't all prepared for it, but we lived through it, and we're still going through COVID-19. When did people start coming back, and what programs did you offer?
Well, straight away, I came back into work, and everybody was booking for their celebrations and parties and receptions for weddings and all of that, and it was just a phenomenal response, you know. But I think that's been built up for a while about how we do things at the community centre. So, you know, it wasn't unexpected. There's a few programs that we're still waiting for answers on, and I suspect that's due to looking at their budgets and seeing if they can actually carry on.
Okay, so what programs have you got running at the moment?
So we've still got debt counselling. That's through Good Shepherd at Whakatata. We have the Legacy Group.
Oh, yes.
Women's Legacy. Group.
Legacy.
Yep. Elsie Howell, she's fantastic. Does a great job there. We're talking to Butterbean at the moment again. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks that'll start up again. So not only does that offer the healthy lifestyle fitness, it also incorporates kapa haka and siva, which is really, really good. We have the South Pack youth groups, which run on Wednesday and Thursday nights. They're really, really good. Te Whakaora Trust, they do a family restoration program, which is awesome. For families that are vulnerable and they've got issues within their that they can't rectify themselves, they come, you know, you come along to the group and they help you walk through it and trying to find answers to that problem, because not everybody has the right answers. So they're really, really good. We have also dance and art therapy, which should be starting this coming term, which is every Thursday.
Dance and art therapy, what's that?
Yeah, so what we have is a group of fantastic ladies. They come in and they do art for the kids, play music. It's for about 2 hours, I think, from 4 o'clock to 6 p.m. So they take them through all that stuff, and it just gives the kids a bit of downtime, I suppose, just to
the
calm.
The program for the kids?
Yeah, so it just calms them down a bit before they head off home. And that's, we're talking about all these programs, they're actually free.
Okay, so, that's my next question is, well, if I'm listening, I live in the area, what do I need to do to get into the program, or who do I contact?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's me.
Okay.
I'd be the central person to that.
And let's get your phone number before we run out of time. So Dave is the manager. David is the manager at Manutukutuku. And this is a community centre which has lots of program. And his phone number, his details are?
Right. You can give me a call on 021-0263-0184.
And is there a Facebook?
We've got a web page. You can go onto our web page. Just look under Manutukutuku, and it'll be on there. You'll see us right there at the top.
Okay, we're going into the school holidays. It's 2 weeks of school holidays. What's the plan? Plans for the kids?
Well, plan is we have our skateboard custodians there, so they'll be there during the day and the afternoon. We have wonderful basketball courts. We've got the skate park. We've got the playground. So a lot of the times the kids are generally down there anyway, and we've got supervision to help with that. So that's where we are with that at the moment.
Sorry about that. So kids, there you are. There's a place to go if you want to have a break from your phone.
Yeah, or not.
If you'd like to leave your phone at home and go for a walk, the skate park is there, the playground, there's lots to do there. Now, we're just getting to the part of the program where I ask about you. So, David, what do you do for well-being?
Wow, this is I get asked this quite a lot, and it's a bit of a two-parter answer where I ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to start off by saying, putting faith aside, who is the number one person in your life?
Putting faith aside, number one person in my life? Well, that would be my daughter that at the moment that we live with. Oh, it's me.
Of course it's you. Of course it's you.
I have to be alive to do that.
Hey, yeah. I ask this question a lot because a lot of people that, especially those that suffer with mental health issues, they always put other people first.
That's right.
And they forget about themselves.
Because as I was answering that question, I started thinking about, actually, she needs someone around, and that, yeah, that'd be me.
Need somebody that looks after themselves and can be a mentor to who they want to be. You know, they children treat their parents like superheroes.
Even at teenage.
But you know, they follow the path of their parents, and if you can't start looking after yourself and doing things for your own mental health and physical well-being. It doesn't need to be a load of time.
Mm.
It could be 20 minutes a day or just chatting with your friends or sometimes just blobbing in front of the TV for half an hour with no whānau around you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, really important that not to forget yourself.
So you're married to Jessica, and how many children you have? Do you have?
We've got two. We've got Maya, she's 4.
Yeah.
We've got Max, he's 7. And I've got 2 older children that live in Chicago, so they're 21 and 19.
All right. So what do you do as a family?
This is really difficult because we do get out and we try to go to the playgrounds and we talk about going on family holidays. You know, and I think it's really important that we all stop talking and actually pencil it in.
Because,
we talk all the time.
Yeah, we've got no tourists here to compete with.
No,
domestic tourists. So that's one thing people were saying to me outside of lockdown was that they realised that time is something that they don't give themselves and their family.
And I think, you know, for the past few decades at least, that we've all become so fragmented and time poor.
Yeah,
we're all buzzing and going everywhere and doing everything else for everybody else. But again, we're forgetting about ourselves and our own whānau. So my thing is, not that I've been following it well lately, is get yourself a calendar, get your kids together and your partner, and you just pencil it in. Actually, don't do it in pencil, do it in pen. Pencil can be rubbed out.
That's right.
And actually pick out a weekend or a day and go and do something.
Yeah.
Jessica's really good at this. What she does is she does Max and Maya time.
Mm.
So once every couple of weeks, she will take Maya for Maya time, Maya time.
Yeah.
And they go off and they might go and get their nails done or their hair done.
Mm.
And it's really good to be able to do that. And Max likes to go and have a fluffy at the coffee place or whatever feel, you know, that he's center of attention. And it's good to do that.
That's a very good...
So yeah.
That's what Jessica does. What about you?
For my own personal being, my thing is I do kayak fishing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I'd love to do more and more of it. But, you know, in the past I've got mental health issues from depression and stuff like that, but I've learned what the signs are.
Okay.
So when I can feel it coming on, you know, the first thing I do is get my kayak and paddle out to Rangitoto or wherever, Kawakawa Bay, and go fishing, you know.
Yeah.
And you get out there 6 o'clock in the morning and the sun's just starting to rise and there's nobody out there. I couldn't think of any. And it's all about being just, I call it mindlessness.
Yeah, it's like
not thinking.
Just being out there and just being.
Your brain just stops.
Yeah.
And that's why I think sometimes even looking at a television for half an hour, just stopping your brain and giving yourself a rest, looking after number one.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, everyone, you're listening to Well with Anahila. I'm here with David Simons. He's the manager at Manu Tuku Tuku, the community centre. There's lots happening at the community centre. If you drive past and you think it's too flash for you, well, it is not. Stop in and say hello to David. And, lots of program happening. And as David was talking about what he does for his own well-being, you took me on a journey there because I'm from Tonga and I like to go and... may not or swim and enjoy the view, but also eat what I can catch.
Yeah.
So
it does, it does bring a sense of well-being.
It does, Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, well, first of all, every month we do a community meal. We do a community meal. The next one's coming up 22nd of July, which is a Wednesday.
Mm.
It starts from 6 p.m. And what we like to do is get the community in and they can bring, it's sort of like a potluck dinner, really.
Okay.
And so you just bring in a dish and everybody sits down and eat, you know, and be social.
Mm.
There's no hidden agenda behind it. Look, I don't even care if you can't bring something because a lot of people can't. Yeah. There's plenty of food. Mm. Just come in and sit down. So we do that every month.
About the middle of the month. And today, this month, July, is the 22nd of July.
Yeah. The other thing too, just working with CLD, Jessica Goshi, and
CLD, people listening don't know what CLD is.
Community-led development team.
Okay, yeah.
So there's Jessica, my wife, and Marie Bevan. We're looking at starting up a, I don't know what you can call it. I'm going to call it Get Crafty. So what we've got four or five sewing machines at Manu Tukutuku that are just sitting there.
Oh my gosh, you know what? The Sikh temple giving away their materials.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, so what they have is materials that they go gift as a blessing to the temple.
Yeah.
And I had Daljeet here on one of our programs, and they give those materials away.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can hook you up with Daljeet at the Sikh temple in Takanini.
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
So, sewing machines and... That's going to happen. When will it happen?
Well, we're going to have a we're going to gather all together all of the lovely ladies that have expressed interest in it. Hopefully, that'll be next week. And then we're going to apply for a little bit of funding to get things going. Mm. So probably 3 or 4 weeks time.
Yeah.
But what I'd love to see is nothing better for me to walk into Manu Tukutuku and have a little bit of vibrancy around there. People doing, you know, sewing or knitting, and just sitting around drinking cups of coffee and tea, and actually, that group of women become the heart of the community. They become our ears on the ground, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, so the more feelers that we have out there, the better.
Great. I will give you the details for the Sikh temple.
Absolutely.
Because I could just see the bright, colourful materials and Manu Tukutuku and all the women sitting around. Oh, and men, if you're into sewing.
Yeah. There's a few out there.
Yeah, there's a few out there. Well, we're almost out of time. We've been talking for over 27 minutes now.
Well,
I'll give you the last 2 minutes, David. Is there anything you'd like to share with the people today?
Well, I suppose for me, the way I've been brought up is that we're going back to mental health again. Is look after yourselves.
Yeah.
You know, be kind to yourselves, and give yourself some space and time. You know, don't overthink the little things that are going wrong in your life. Forget about them. They've been and done.
Yeah.
And I think we can get into a real pattern of putting ourselves down and thinking less of ourselves. The other thing too is, you know, look for inspiration in your own community. Join up with some groups.
Yes.
And be part of it. There is nobody that's low enough that, you know, you can't go out and enjoy what you should be enjoying. Everybody can participate.
Oh, thank you, David. And there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself some time. Drop in at Manu Tukutuku. It's at 32 Riverton Drive in Randwick Park. Drop in, say hello to David, and... if no one's there, there's the skate park to walk around, and there's the playground. It's a great place to be. And David's phone number is...
Oh, geez, I lost it again, haven't I?
Right, yeah.
I'll have a look at it. 021-0263-0184.
And there you go. That was Well With Anahila today, and the message today is give yourself time. I think I might do that. I might go and get my hair dyed. What are you going to do?
Geez, I don't know. I might need a haircut, maybe a shave. I really don't know.
You have a great Wednesday, everyone. Ka kite anō.
Kia ora.